The psalm for today is Psalm 102, and it's a psalm for a day when you're really feeling down. And it's the psalmist is pouring out his complaint before God, and it goes on and on and on and on, and it's just complaint after complaint after complaint. He's in a very straight place, and he turns to the right one. He turns to the Lord to pour it out, not to his friends, not to others, but he's talking directly to God. But even in this psalm, hidden in verse 18, there is hope. There is hope because he knows in his heart that this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. There was coming a day, this psalmist said, when a people were going to be created, and that people were created to praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Could we possibly be that generation?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're the generation to praise the Lord. And even though I'm not nuts about some of the new Christian music, I am really not. I don't think it works. But when you're in an auditorium where there's 2,000 or 3,000 people and they're mostly young and they are praising the Lord, I have to agree. They're going to praise him in a little different way to absolutely no rhythm, just banging, but they are praising the Lord. And God doesn't quantify that it has to be symphonic or like I like it. Like the Booth brothers. It doesn't have to be that, but they were praising the Lord. They had their hands raised, and that whole auditorium was standing on their feet, praising God. Hallelujah. So there is a generation, and we get to see it, and we're a part of it. We are the people who praise the Lord. Okay, so what does it mean to praise the Lord? And honest to goodness, this does fit some of these crazy teenagers and young people. It really does. What does it mean to hallel? It's a primary root in the Hebrew language, and it means to shine, to make a show. Yeah, they were. To boast, to be clamorously foolish. Yes, I thought they were when they were hitting those garbage cans. Big, shiny garbage cans, playing those instead of drums for a concert that I paid money for. So they were clamorously foolish, but it's okay, it works. To rave, they were raving. To celebrate, to give light, to be mad, to be given in marriage, to sing, and to make a show for God. So can we possibly touch it just a little bit here in our more melodic way this morning? Let's stand and let's say this verse together. Then we're going to praise the Lord. And Pastor Kev even has a great song to start it with.
Oh, amen.
Amen. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.